Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning and welcome to you and our radio audience. We're so thankful for you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program. It's our purpose to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. And so for that reason, if at any time you have a question or a comment, favorable or unfavorable, concerning things that we say on the program, we'd like to hear from you. Or maybe you have a Bible question, a Bible subject you're studying, and would like for us to spend time and study it on the program. Certainly we would be willing to consider any Bible question, any Bible subject that you might have. But again, we'd need to hear from you. You can contact me at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, we note where God first called Samuel directly. Samuel was still a young boy at that time, and he thought that it was his mentor, the prophet Eli, who had called him. But the truth was, three times he thought that Eli had called him. However, it was Eli, now is his old age and is experiencing blindness of sorts, who himself knew that it was God who was calling Samuel. In that third chapter of 1 Samuel, let's begin our reading with verse 8. And the Lord called unto Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. You know, so how very wonderful it would be if a lot more of mankind had young Samuel's attitude, speak, for thy servant hears. Of course, Samuel is just one of many examples that show to us the attitude of most young children. In Mark's account of what Jesus said about a similar matter, notice what we read in the 10th chapter of Mark, beginning with verse 13. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said to them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, and put his hands upon them, and blessed them. You know, while there are many verses in God's Word that teaches us the necessary practicing of maturity, nevertheless, one is not pleasing to God, nor is he allowed entrance into heaven by our Lord, without having the meek and submissive attitude of a little child. See, this is why many refuse to become New Testament Christians. Being submissive enough to be baptized for the remission of sins, that's beneath them, to be sure. And some stub their noses down at baptism. But yet, let's just look at what Jesus said. Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Peter carried out that command in that first gospel sermon in Acts chapter 2. When the question was asked in verse 37, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then he answered in verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Paul carried out the Lord's command in Romans. Notice what he says about it in verse 4. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And again, Peter makes the statement in 1 Peter chapter 3, notice in verse 21. There is also an antitype that now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But yet still, despite all of these verses, for some people, being submissive and being baptized is beneath their dignity. They stub their noses down at baptism. A lot of people see the serious need to, let's put it this way, a lot of people don't see the serious need to fully obey God. You know, in John chapter 3, after Nicodemus asked the Lord how it would be possible to be born again, we note Jesus' reply in verse 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. See, to many, baptism is just stepping into the water and getting all wet. Well, if that's the attitude, then that's exactly right. You see, to think in such a way as this is just merely getting all wet. But friends, baptism shows humility, it shows acceptance, and it shows submissiveness, all combined. To reject baptism while claiming to accept all of the commands, the other commands of God, is still to miss the boat. And this is going to be so sad for many when that rude awakening takes place at death and on the final judgment of God. Paul wrote of Christ's second coming in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Notice we read starting with verse 8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all of them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. But however, due to all of the many unbelievable means and explanations and solutions that are used by the devil, many individuals, even after going so far as to be baptized, they don't maintain that childlike attitude. They don't grow in Christ, or else they grow in Christ only so far, and then they remain a spiritual stalemate. Still yet, they pick and choose what to obey. Friends, those kind of attitudes are not possessing the disposition of a little child. Meekness and humility and willingness to continually desire to please God just are not there. So may we not become so set in our ways that we brush aside the proper and godly thinking of the young man Samuel, who said, as Eli instructed him to say, speak, for thy servant heareth. You know, I personally can't think of any sin that will cause more precious souls to be lost than that of pride. You know, King Solomon stated it in Proverbs 11 and verse 2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. And he went ahead and further stated in chapter 16 of Proverbs and verse 18, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. I want us to go back and look at what we started our study this morning with, and that is Samuel. In 1 Samuel 15, I want to go back and read verse 35. This is no longer Samuel the young man and Eli, but this is Samuel and the first king of Israel, and that was Saul. We know that God had given Saul instructions before he went into the battle to fight the Amalekites. God told Saul to utterly destroy everything. But in reading 1 Samuel 15, we know that he went in and engaged in the war. He was victorious, but yet here he comes back with the king of the Amalekites and the spoils of the war. He did not completely destroy everything, and yet that's what God commanded him to do. It was Samuel who met Saul when he returned. And what we read here in verse 13 is when Samuel confronts Saul. Then Samuel said to Saul, and Saul said to him, blessed are you of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. But Samuel said, what then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. But then we find that the statement that Samuel makes to Saul, we read that in the latter part of verse 22. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of the rams. Now, Saul was far away from the attitude of a young child. And it's because of that that we go on down in chapter 15 of 1 Samuel. And we read this in verse 35. Samuel went no more to see Saul until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, and the Lord regretted that he had made Saul king over Israel. See, pride was a major downfall of King Saul. So we need many more Samuels and a lot less Sauls. So we need to ask the question, how is it with us? How is it with you? How is it with me? Is our attitude of being fully submissive to God like that of Saul, or was it like that of the prophet Samuel? Friends, we see our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbertville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.